And hello, welcome. I am here, Maddie Kay, with Dr. Dover Spike, part of the Butler Health System. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. So we've been talking about some of the changes that the Butler Health System has been making, and you have some more information about that, correct?
Yeah, so we are Butler Health System Women's Care Associates of Clarion. Currently, our office is right across from the hospital where it's always been. We're looking to transition our office to what used to be the Barnes building, the building you can see from across on the interstate there. It now has, you know, Butler Health System on it there. So you're able to see that from the interstate. So we're looking to move sometime, we're thinking in the summer, like July.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be seeing patients in the outpatient setting for both obstetric and gynecology services at that office very soon.
Okay. Now, for patients who have appointments, are they going to be slowly transitioned to that spot? Is there going to be a transition period, or are all the appointments from X date going to be at that new location?
Correct. When that time, that appointed time that we'll be moving over to that office takes place, we'll be seeing all of our patients over there at that new building. Yeah. So and that building's going to offer a lot of great services for women's health and for women's care, both obstetric and gynecologic as well. So you can kind of view it as a one-stop appointment kind of visit because we'll be able to see you in the office.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to order things like ultrasound. So we'll have ultrasound capability in the same building where you'll have your office appointment with us. We're looking to get 3D mammography as well, which is a big step in for the community in breast cancer screening. There'll be a DEXA scanner, which, you know, screens for osteoporosis, so that'll be available as well as, you know, x-ray machine and lab work can be done at that facility as well. So it's going to be really nice for the patient to be able to come in, have an appointment with us,
mm-hmm.
and then be able to be in the same building for all of those other ancillary tests and different things that they'll need for their care. So it's going to be very convenient and nice for the patient. So we're excited about that opportunity.
Now, with the pandemic, have you seen an increase and or maybe a decrease in appointments for, you know, those types of checkups?
Yeah, so our appointments have remained pretty steady for obstetrics. We've seen a pretty steadfast kind of appointment number for gynecology visits as well. As things have kind of moved in the right direction for the pandemic, because cases tend to be going down, and with the vaccination efforts in the area, we've definitely seen some improvements in that. Our numbers are picking up for that. I think that some of the community, rightfully so, was apprehensive to be out and about for certain things, but I think we've done a good job of reaching out to patients through telemedicine, which has really been a huge toll that we've used to allow us to reach out to patients that were uncomfortable with coming into the office, and we still offer that service. So it's very convenient for patients that, you know, they don't like to be out and about during a pandemic to be able to do certain office visits via
mm-hmm.
telemedicine where they can do it from their phone. So that's been a huge help for us to maintain contact with a lot of patients and to still provide adequate care, you know, in a resourceful manner. So that's been big for us.
For the telehealth medicine, is there a way to sign up for that? Is there a website they can go to?
Yeah, so that usually comes about by just calling the office for an appointment. So, and then there's certain appointments that kind of are allowed to be done by telemedicine in a convenient way, meaning
mm-hmm.
that, you know, if you want to start birth control, for instance, you're interested in discussing different forms of contraception. Telemedicine is a great way to do that because we could get your history over that visit, kind of go over each type, and then, you know, gives us the opportunity to educate face to face. And then we can send that prescription into the office, you know, after the conversation about what the patient wants to start has taken place. So there's certain visits that make it convenient for the patient to be able to do that. I mean, obviously our routine well woman examinations that require a physical exam or
mm-hmm.
cancer screening with pap smears, those patients are obviously still coming to the office, but there's certain things, certain consults even, where we're doing the first half of that by telemedicine. And then if the patient has to come in for an evaluation, then we'll bring them in. But we're doing a lot of the early legwork with telemedicine visits which, like I said, makes it very nice for our patients.
Yeah, so especially, like you said, with the pandemic, you're right, a lot of patients have felt sort of this fear to go out, but it's great that there is a way for them to be able to get those services, you know, and keep their health by being safe as well, you know, not having to go out
Absolutely.
If they don't need to. Now, is there anything else you would like to add?
So another change that's taken place that's going to provide some good opportunities for us moving forward. We are moving our obstetric as far as deliveries to Butler Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So to be clear, our outpatient, meaning the care that we provide in the office, is still going to take place in Clarion. The patients that come to our office that we're taking care of that are pregnant, we're moving the deliveries to Butler Hospital, and that's going to start in July.
Okay.
That's one of the big changes that's taken place over the course of the last few months. But we want to, you know, get the message out that the care that we're providing, both obstetrics and gynecology, is not changing as mm-hmm. far as the outpatient setting. So we're still going to see patients in the office for all of their routine obstetric care from the time they find out they're pregnant until the third trimester. That's not going to change. But we're going to be delivering at Butler Hospital in the future.
Oh, okay. Now, for more information, where can our listeners go to?
You can go to clarionhospital.org. You know, go to our website. There's directories there, physician directories, and things like that. Our office phone is a great way to get a hold of us as well. 814-226-8800. Those are probably the two easiest ways to get a hold of us to schedule an appointment for any need that you might have.
Well, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Again, that was Dr. Jover Spike with the Butler Health System right here with the Best Mix on C93 and The GOAT.